USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House voted along party lines Thursday to approve the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, opening a new public phase to the probe and inching closer to articles of impeachment. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, reacts to the resolution.
I want y'all to think about something this morning. I was in an impeachment deposition, but then had to leave that to come to the floor for a vote on the rules for impeachment. That's what that says it all about this entire process, and it is a sad day. It really is for this country. What the Democrats have put our nation through for now almost 4 years.
Folks in the Midwest are gearing up for an early winter storm with possible lake effect snow. The storm system blasting out of Canada is expected to bring the coldest air of the season to Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The White House launches a new website to combat the opioid addiction epidemic. Americans can visit findtreatment.gov to locate substance abuse centers all across the country. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway tells Fox and Friends that the site will empower users.
We know that people and people who love people in need are looking for treatment.
Indeed.
And they have stigma and silence that prevents them from asking the right people.
Here's a new reason to take your time. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Must be awfully important, like a party or something.
Researchers at Harvard Medical School saying they've discovered that people who are running late often are often operating with a sense of calm that could be adding years to their lives. The study also finds optimism overall appears to protect the heart and circulation and can overall lower the rate of death. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After being endangered for roughly 40 years, people are now questioning how many wolves are too many. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
A battle is raging in Idaho over whether gray wolves are now dangerous livestock-threatening predators or a vital part of the natural ecosystem. In Idaho's Wolf Wars, livestock producers say the state's wolf reintroduction program has exploded out of control. But wildlife ecologists say the wolf population is improving wilderness areas. For the first time in 5 years, researchers are trying to count the state's wolves. In Idaho, many ranchers raise livestock on 11 million acres of public lands. Wolves are deadly to farm animals and hunting game like deer and elk. But ecologists believe wolves play a critical role in a healthy ecosystem as a keystone species that maintains the correct balance of predator and prey. In the 1990s, wolves were listed as endangered, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service introduced 35 wolves from Canada. Another 35 wolves were set free in Yellowstone National Park. They were taken off the endangered list by 2011.
And finally, Week 9 of the NFL kicks off this Halloween with the Arizona Cardinals hosting the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff is set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.